I'm Liz Palka reporting. The United States has charged 12 Russian intel officers after engaging in active cyber operations during the 2016 presidential election. The Deputy Attorney General made the announcement on Friday. Rod Rosenstein says the indictment was presented by Special Counsel Bob Mueller's office. Rosenstein said most of the defendants have been charged with conspiring to hack into computers, steal documents, and release those documents with the intent to interfere in the election.
The defendants accessed email accounts of volunteers and employees of a U.S. presidential campaign, including the campaign chairman, starting in March of 2016. They also hacked into the computer networks of a congressional campaign committee and a national political committee.
The Deputy Attorney General said the defendants work for two units of the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff. Before Friday, 20 people and three companies had been charged in the Mueller investigation. U.S. President Donald Trump met Britain's Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle on Friday. The president was heralded by military bands as he arrived at Windsor, a more welcoming sight than the tens of thousands of people protesting his visit to London.
Donald Trump's not welcome here!
Protesters marched as a giant balloon depicting U.S. President Trump as a screaming orange baby flew high above. The protesters are demonstrating against many of Trump's policies. This is VOA News. Earlier Friday, President Trump held a news conference with Prime Minister May after he gave an explosive interview to the Sun newspaper. While he slammed May for her handling of Brexit in the article, he dismissed it Friday as fake news.
I didn't criticize the Prime Minister. I have a lot of respect for the Prime Minister. And unfortunately, there was a story that was done, which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the Prime Minister, and I said tremendous things. And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news.
Trump softened his position during the news conference, saying he respects May's approach toward Brexit. A massive suicide bombing of an election rally in southwestern Pakistan has killed at least 70 people, including Siraj Raisani, a candidate for a provincial assembly seat. The blast injured more than 120 others in the lead-up to the July 25th national elections. Friday's deadly attack in Balochistan province has fueled security concerns for heightened countrywide election-related activities ahead of the polls for the National Assembly and four provincial legislatures. Witnesses said a bomber near the stage where Raisani was to speak detonated explosives that were strapped to his body. China says its trade surplus with the United States in June rose more than $4 billion. That's compared to the previous month. For the first half of the year, China's trade surplus with the U.S. was more than $133 billion.
目前来看，这个贸易争端肯定是对。
China's General Administration of Customs spokesman Huang Songping says the trade dispute will have a certain impact on China-U.S. trade, plus more significant impacts on global trade. Huang also said they are closely monitoring what this will mean for future trade. Chinese officials say 19 people died and 12 were injured in an explosion at a chemical plant in China's southwestern Sichuan province. Thursday evening's blast at Yibin Yanghengda Technology Company ignited a fire that destroyed the building. The plant, located in the city of Yibin, makes chemicals for the food and pharmaceutical industries. The cause of the explosion has not yet been determined. Eight critically endangered black rhinos are dead in Kenya after wildlife workers moved them from the capital to a new national park. The government made the announcement Friday, calling the toll unprecedented in more than a decade of such transfers. Preliminary investigations point to salt poisoning. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1, all the hits and more. VOA1.